solutions to needs and problems come only through involvement. Now, while one person might not always seem to be an effective response, two just might. How about four? Eight? Even more yet, until that one steps forward, nothing is going to change. That's a lesson that my next guest saw for children with their new book, which I know it's a children's book, but I think this should be explored as a family experience, parents and children together on this one. It's called Pairs of People. He is president of Don Bosco Cristo Rey High School. That's in Maryland. Former president of Save the Children, among other service activities. She's a very active volunteer for organizations and their community as well. We say good morning to Mark K. Shriver, Gene Shriver. Thank you so much for being here today, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
And you can follow Mark and follow more about the work of Gene and Mark and their books and their activities on Twitter, Mark_Shriver. We have that linked as well. There's a fun little video, too. I embedded it on our homepage from YouTube about Mark and Gene's book, Pairs of People, that will hopefully further inspire you to bring this book into your home. Mark, what was the catalyst for this idea? Because as I said in the intro, it's involvement that's key, but, you know, it's sort of like it's been absent or maybe even hidden from a generation. It seems like you're trying to reignite that feeling with.
Well, thanks, Chris. I mean, I think, you know, we worked on a book, Jeannie and I worked on a book called 10 Hidden Heroes, which is similar to Pairs of People. And it's trying to celebrate the good deeds that people do day in and day out. And oftentimes don't get recognized. They're not, you know, in our culture, we focus on money and power and fame, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, rich billionaires, millionaires, and so forth. But there's so many good folks doing good work, and we wanted to raise that the visibility of their work up through 10 Hidden Heroes. And this book, Pairs of People, as you said, is really designed for young kids, but readers of all ages. And it shows the power of working together and how to multiply goodness, whether it's, you know, helping the neighbor next door by shoveling their front steps in a snowstorm or working on cleaning up your community. When we work together, we can multiply that goodness. And that's what Pairs of People is about. It's about trying to encourage those conversations for our little kids when the book is being read to them, and they have to find the pairs in the book. So it's a hunt and find book. So it's supposed to be fun. It's not preachy, but it's fun. It's multiplication because it's the power of two people working together, or four or six or eight, as you said. And it's trying to raise up the good deeds that happen every day in our communities.
And Gene, this really is a lesson too of what we don't think is possible actually is possible. And we're the ones who can make it possible no matter what our age is.
I agree. And I think it was a lot of fun to do this book. And it's really a lot of fun to target this age group, 3 to 5, 7. And even though it is a family conversation book, but we wanted children to be able to see themselves in the pages of this story. So every child in America should be able to open up this book and see little ways where they can contribute and make a difference. And to make it fun, as Mark said, for them to realize that helping people is actually a very fun and validating experience. And little kids love to help. They love to get involved. They get a lot of personal satisfaction out of it. And it's a way to encourage them to look around themselves and find little ways that they can make a difference in the world.
And certainly, you know, Mark, too, through your involvement through various organizations, and it wasn't just really a history with your family. It was heritage, for all intents and purposes, that you were just a family of people, of involved givers. What's a single catalyst you think that's brought that into your family that someone listening right now can find in their family they just maybe haven't looked for it yet?
Well, thank you for asking, Chris. I mean, you know, my father, Sergeant Shriver, started the Peace Corps. My mother, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, started the Special Olympics. And these are movements on a national and international scale. But the book is really dedicated to my parents, but also to Jeannie's parents. And Jeannie's dad was a pediatrician, did obviously great work with young children. And both Jeannie's mom and dad raised a fantastic family of seven. And her mom was very involved in the church and in the local hospital. So I think the message is people, as Jeannie said, people can contribute in any number of ways. You don't have to do it on a national or international scale. You know, doing it locally, doing it in your home, doing it with your neighbor, helping them out there is all very powerful. So, you know, I learned a lot from my parents. They were so joy-filled and excited about going to work because they honestly didn't think it was work. I think they thought it was a chance to make the world a little bit better. And as corny as that sounds, I think it's true. In this book, Pairs of People is trying to celebrate the acts, both small and large, that people can do to make a difference. So that's Pairs of People is I hope, a continuation of Jeannie's parents' work and my parents as well.
So with Mark and Jeannie Shriver, their book, Pairs of People. Also want to give credit, too, to the illustrator, Laura Watson, for her great work in this book, too. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. That's important, Jeannie, to find an illustrator, especially with a children's book, that can complete the story and the work that you're trying to do with your book. Without an illustrator, it's a lost message in a lot of ways with the audience that you're targeting.
I couldn't agree with you more. And Laura Watson is fabulous. She really made the ideas and concepts come alive. Her depictions and her color choice are just super friendly and inviting, and they pop off the page. So, we were thrilled that she partnered with us, and really think that she did justice to the concept and beyond. So I agree, yes.
Do you think, Mark, too, that when parents sit down and share with their kids your book, Pairs of People, that you and Jeannie have come up with, back when you and I were growing up, I mean, you had Special Olympics, Trick or Treat for UNICEF, which is coming back, I noticed the other day. I'm dating myself. I go back to the days of the Muscular Dystrophy Association backyard carnivals, which those were great to have because it was a big stage that was supplying the tools that might be to a more greater degree missing nowadays. But you can look in your own backyard, especially this time of year, the Salvation Army, food pantry, food drives. There are just so many opportunities to give to the community that maybe even the community is not looking at. You might see the need before they do.
That's in the book. You're publicizing what the book's all about, Chris. I mean, that's what Pairs of People is talking about. There are so many different ways to be involved. Reading your neighbor, helping your neighbor understand math, or a little kid in the neighborhood dealing with first or second grade math. You can help with reading. You can help the school custodian clean out the gym after a game. You can be involved in cleaning up your neighborhood, doing recycling or composting. There's just so much ways to contribute, but you got to get engaged. You got to, as you said, get in the arena. It's what Teddy Roosevelt talked so much about. You know, you got to. The critic sits on the sidelines. You know, the critic doesn't get any credit. It's the person who gets in the arena and tries. And that's what I hope Pairs of People raises those folks up as an example for us all and encourages us. And I hope people sit down with their nephews and nieces or their grandchildren or their children and read the book and, you know, help explain that to little kids. And it will inspire not only little kids, but the older folks as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, accomplishment and achieving and helping, it can be contagious, Jeannie. And I know you're not supposed to divulge the end of a book, but in this case, I think this is the exception to that rule because this is a great page. Again, it's direct to the point and so inspiring, even through its simplicity. I'll read it right here. Making a difference. My name is blank. My buddy's name is blank. Together we will fill in the blank and then draw a picture of you and your buddy working to make a positive difference. That has got to be one of those valuable lessons in a single page of any book I think I've ever read. And believe me, I've read a few books in this business.
I'm glad you found it inspiring. I think it just all goes back to the point where let's engage these kids. Hopefully it starts with this book so they can really see themselves making a difference and they can visualize it. And that brings the concept to life for them. So we do want to encourage it and let these kids explore different ways because they're so creative. And as I said, they always want to be so helpful. So very hopeful about these future generations. And hopefully this book starts a little thought process going.
That book is Pairs of People by Jeannie and Mark Shriver, illustrated by Laura Watson. Find this book, get this book through your various favored means of online, or if you're one of those people who actually knows where a bookstore is first and foremost, go over there and get it as well. But no matter which way you get it, bring this into your home, bring this into your children's lives, and bring this into your children's lives so they can bring a greater spirit into the world around them as well. Pairs of People. Jeannie, Mark Shriver, thanks so much for what you're giving, continuing to give through your work, including with this book and so many other efforts. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks so much for having us.